Even for Florida, Dr. Stephen Wasserman's case set a record. The Gulf Coast skin doctor recently agreed to pay $26 million to settle charges of fraud. Jay Wolfson was the attorney for the whistleblower, a Tampa doctor who filed the case in 2004. Little did he dream it would take 8.5 years to resolve.
In our case, the criminal division was looking at the case all the way through 2010, and I had to petition the court on at least two occasions to demand that the Department of Justice take reasonable action. And the judge agreed, and she admonished the Department of Justice to stop dragging its legs. The criminal division hadn't finished yet, and as a consequence, the civil case, which was the Key Tom, the whistleblower case, couldn't even get started.
Do you have any knowledge of why the criminal case was taking so long?
They didn't have the staff to do it, and they had other cases, so it was spreading their resources very thin, and they had to take the time to diligently look at the records, and most of the records were paper.
What did the Justice Department say when you were behind closed doors about why it was taking so long?
They said just that we don't have the resources, it's taking a lot of time, and the civil division said, we're not responsible for the criminal division investigation. The criminal division could only say, we have a lot of data, we have limited resources, we're doing the best we can, we're trying, and the judge said, do better.
Another case that dragged on for years was WellCare Health Plans, a Medicaid fraud case that started with an FBI raid in 2007. Four men who ran the company at the time are now on trial, 5.5 years later. I spoke with Bobby O'Neill, the U.S. attorney in Tampa.
Why did it take so long?
Well, when we did the search warrants, there was a huge number of people involved. We seized hundreds and hundreds, thousands of boxes.
That was 2007?
It's about right. Boxes full of documents. Those documents have to be culled through. They have to be analyzed. Everything that we go through has to be made copies and given to the defense when people are charged.
Do you know how many lawyers they have on the other side? That you're, is this little David and Goliath situation where you have, you know, one or two people standing up against giant law firms?
It's funny you use that saying, because whenever we prosecute cases or we're there, it's always all of the resources of the government that the defense puts forth. But in actuality, in some of these cases, the resources are much greater on their side. We've been able to put an investigator on the books and things like that.
One investigator.
But before that, it was zero.
And you deal with half the population of Florida.
That's correct. We do the most civil cases in the nation. The bigger white-collar cases are resource-intensive. And as you can see on a WellCare, you really do need that. A couple lawyers on a case like that, an investigation would be good. It would make that investigative segment shorter. It would make the arrest to trial time probably shorter. And so it would be a good use of resources, but we're not there yet. The last couple of years, we've been operating at close to a 20% deficiency in the terms of number of prosecutors.
In this office?
Yes. Throughout the country, there's been a hiring freeze. Our filings in Key Tam cases go up each and every year. To do the health care fraud, these are bigger cases, as you know. They're longer cases. The investigations are more sensitive in terms of production of documents. So when you put that all together, there are tougher cases.
A spokesman for O'Neill's office confirmed that some on the staff have received furlough notices because of the budget cuts in Washington. For Health News Florida, this is Carol Gentry reporting.